So our Sunday school lesson that we're going to be talking about is patience. When I thought about what our Sunday school lesson was going to be about, I thought how patient God was with me. As I was growing up, I didn't see myself as a really bad person. I had, you know, of course, the things that all teenagers go through and that kind of thing. But I had feelings and I cared about other people. And, you know, I just thought that that was, you know, how things should go. But inside, I had bad feelings as well. I had selfish ambitions. I had bad feelings, anger, pride, wanting my own way. And I was at the point in my life that I wanted to know, you know, what purpose is my life going to be? You know, is it just like, do you just get a job, pay your bills, and die? What's life all about? So I always believed in God, and I had reverence and respect for him and the Bible and people who had faith or churchy people, but I didn't feel like I fit in there either. I didn't feel like I fit into the world. I didn't feel like I fit into the churchy people either. I didn't realize or think what the big deal was. You know, I just thought, you know, that, you know, maybe we just lived and worked and died and that was it. So I kept church at a distance. My sister Ellen attended a church, and she was always a very competitive person, and they had this competition that you invite, see how many people you can invite and who will show up. And so she invited me to this church service. And I had been going to this church like once a month for a movie night and had met some friends and so forth. But that night, there was a preacher there, and he talked about a loving God who cared about each of us, that had a plan for each of us. And I guess I didn't ever realize that that was important, but I just, you know, thought that that God was out there. It wasn't really personal. So that night, I just made a commitment to the Lord that night, because I understood then that what he did by giving his son Jesus to die for me was personal. It wasn't just for churchy people. My life has changed in that way. God had been patient with me all through my growing up, teenage years. The things that he put in my life weren't coincidence. They were things that he put in my life that I knew that would bring me to the place where I would accept him. My life course was changed because I found that the purpose in my life was more to work, pay bills, and die. I found that my purpose in life was to serve him and to tell others, and to that maybe my life could be an example to somebody else, and that they might see life a little more clearly, and that they would have hope. So this is a daily journey. I've had tests. I'm not perfect. I've also had miracles. I've had definite answers to prayer in my life, true joy in my life. And I'm telling you, if you think you're not a churchy person, that it's not for you, it really is for you, because I was never anybody special. I never had a grand testimony. I never had, a life that I was, completely removed from terrible sin but every sin is terrible to God. But I know that if I would die today, I believe I would be with God, and I know that he would be there for me, just waiting for me. So my purpose in this life might not be huge, but, that's okay. Your purpose in life might not be huge, but that's okay. God loves you just like he loved me. And so that was my testimony about God's patience with me.